Yes. Okay, so romance, yes, love lives. Let's talk about that. Why not? I met my girlfriend actually on a dating app on Bumble. Like, have you heard of Bumble? Bumble is kind of like, probably use it, don't you? Oh no, okay. Bumble is very interesting because just to explain what it is, Bumble kind of is this. Dating app, it's a similar thing to Tinder where a person's profile comes up on your thing and you get to swipe left for no, swipe right for yes, I think. God, it's been a while. Swipe right for yes, swipe left for no, and if you match, you know, then you open a conversation, you can start talking to each other. But the thing about Bumble that I quite like is that the girl has to message first. And that's something that I particularly like, because like there's kind of a culture on Tinder, like, you know, because I've been using Tinder as well. And I just, to be honest, I just like the conversation. I just like talking to people. I find it fun. I'm a straight dude. I also like, I'm a regular dude. I also enjoy romantic encounters. But like, The thing is that on Tinder, like, sometimes you'd match with somebody and they just like wouldn't talk to you and you'd be like, hello, what are you doing? And the thing is, you know, like, I always like, I want somebody who I can talk to. So if a person didn't have a description or anything, like, I just would never swipe right, because I have nothing to talk to you about. Like, why would I? I'd always like open with something from their description. Go like, tell me about the. How much you like horses or whatever, or tell me about how you are Irish flag, Italian flag, American flag, you know, because people put that in, like, go like, you know, like that would describe who they are. Or tell me about why you put your Snapchat account on your Tinder profile for no reason. I'm sure you know that like guys aren't gonna be sending you like interesting pictures. They're gonna be sending you far less interesting pictures. Unless that's your thing, I guess. But like Bumble, I really liked because it kind of meant that like the person on the other side, like, well, it kind of meant that the girl would have to commit something to it as well, because like that kind of like started, like, that would mean that like they'd start the conversation. But that also, I kind of like that because it meant like they could decide what direction they wanted the conversation to go. Like they could open up with something that they wanted to talk about, which I quite liked, because like it's always difficult, you know, like. You know, because like you never like you don't want to like open with a joke and look cheesy, or like you don't want to like open with a like, I would like sex, please, because that's weird. Like, you know, like, so like you don't like, you know, like, and because the thing is that also like opening with a simple hello or how are you or tell me about yourself, like people tend to not really respond to that. So you're just kind of like, I don't know what you want. So like, it's nice for the girl to be able to take charge and go like, this is the direction the conversation's going. So I met my girlfriend on Bumble. Of course, she like completely subverted the system, found a loophole by like, she opens by just saying hi, and that's all she does. So like, I then have to pick up the slack. I noticed that she liked books and her thing, so I asked her about books, and she told me about Harry Potter, and I was like, cool. I've only seen the films, don't kill me, please. But like, you know, we chat about things and all this kind of stuff, and we just, I don't know, I can't even remember what we talked about originally. Like, I think it was mostly about books and like what her favorite book was. Like, what would she do if she like, or like, what would be her favorite book universe to live in, I think was the one. And I was like, and then like she was like, oh, Harry Potter universe, easily. And I was like, yeah, but what if you're one of the muggles? And she's like, well, how do you know that you're not? And I was like, oh my God, you're right. But then like, yeah, so we chatted for a bit on that, and then like we agreed to meet for coffee or something like that. Oh no, we didn't, we were just been chatting. And then like I actually ran into her in the gym. What happened was like, I was coming up from, I was in the middle of rehearsals for like my second ever play, and so that like Death and Dancing, where like I played a transgender character who was going through a lot of like personal struggles and all that kind of thing. And I was like running up from the gym because I had like half an hour between rehearsals, so I ran into the gym just to do like a 20-minute workout and to like get that in. It's like those workouts are fun because like you know that you don't have time, so you're just like fast, yes. So like I was running up from the gym and like I saw like a familiar face walk past me. I was like, wait a minute, what? Christina? I was like, Christina? It's like she didn't turn around. I was like, oh god, I bet that's her though. I should just. Okay. So like I just ran down after. Like as she was opening the door, like the door from the gym, I was just like I just like leaned over and like tapped her on the shoulder and was like, so hi, how are you? And she's like, what? Like she turned around like I was about to take all her money. She's like, what do you do? I was like, hi, you're Christina, right?
From Bumble?
And she's yeah, who the hell are you? Because she didn't recognize me, like, for whatever reason. Like, I'm pretty sure I look the same in my pictures as I do in real life, but well, who knows? And I was just like, I'm Liam from Bumble. And she's like, oh, hi, how are you? And so, like, we chatted for a little bit, and I was just like, oh, so you're in the gym, which is cool, and it's the thing. I was, like, just chatting, and then I was like, oh, I've actually got to run back to rehearsals. You should come to my play. You should do that. That would be great. You should come to the play. It's on this day. You do the thing. And she's like, yeah, okay, cool. I'll do that. And like I ran up and got changed and all that kind of thing. And then I was like, oh, and then I remembered what the play was about. And I was like, she's a science student. She'll find it really artsy and kind of stupid. So I was just like, I messaged her, just go like, hey, so like in the play, like I'm gonna, you know, like most of the play, like I'm probably gonna be like prancing around in a dress and stuff like that. And like, I play a transgender character. So like, before you see me in high heels and a dress, do you want to maybe like meet for coffee or something? She's like, yeah, okay, that's cool. So then we met for coffee, and she actually told me that like on the first meeting, like it had been raining, and I was super self-conscious about my hair because I felt that it was like it looked stupid. So like there was a mirror behind her, so I kept like looking over and like fixing my hair and all that kind of stuff. And she told me she's like, she remembered like thinking like, is this dude like just super into himself? Like what's going on? Like why is he constantly looking over me to like fix his hair? But I was just like, no, I don't want to look stupid while I'm doing this thing. And just like talking. It was really interesting. Like I remember like she was like I remember being super intimidated because like not super intimidated, I don't know, I'll talk to anybody, but like it was really weird. Like you know, I never care about like age differences, but she's older than me, and like a lot of girls do care about age differences. Like, well, a lot of people have told me they do anyway. Maybe that's just an excuse. But she's 2 years older than me. So like I was talking there, and I was kind of like, oh, okay, you're studying science, like a real degree. You're studying genetics. That's really, you're really smart. You're way smarter and more interesting than me. Fuck. So I was just like, oh god. I guess I was goofy enough. She wasn't too bored. And then just, I don't know. Then we just kind of like just kept meeting up, and like it was really cool because like we were very, like both of us had just gotten out of long-term relationships, so we were both just like, you're cool, I'll see you around. And like we kept just like taking it really, really easy, and then now we're living together, which is cool. It just happened.